Hey, welcome back to the latest edition of the Mountain West Connection podcast. And it looks like we got here after in time after millions of technical difficulties.
Yeah, jeez.
God damn it.
I mean, you'd think for 21st century people like we are, we'd be able to figure it out, but no. This was bad.
This was horrible. This is why we have Jeremy host all the podcasts.
Yes, very true.
So, for those of you who don't know the sound of my voice, my name is Chris Andros, and with me tonight is fellow editor and San Diego State fan and writer, Matthew Bain. How are you doing tonight, Matthew?
I'm doing very well. Going to wake up early tomorrow morning. The Daily Aztec, we're driving out to Las Vegas for the tourney.
Nice, nice. So, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and then go to work, and then go to class, and then go to the tourney. Hooray, busy.
Yes, you probably have it a little bit easier tomorrow, yeah.
Just slightly. So, first things first, we were going to get this going tonight and preview all the games, but that didn't work so well. So, instead, we're just going to talk about the two games that were today and then just preview the rest of the tournament. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So, first game of the day, Air Force and... Air Force and New Mexico. Moral of the story, New Mexico sucks this year.
Yes, and moral of the story, who the hell are the New Mexico fans going to root for now? Because there were so many of them.
I suppose that they could go with UNLV, who's also red and silver and black and white, or you could go with San Diego State, who's also red and black and white. And they have millions of options.
Yeah.
What's probably going to end up happening is they're probably going to root for Wyoming.
That's true. Yeah, Wyoming has all the pieces back together, so that could be a fun piece. But, yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting tomorrow at 6 during the SDSU-UNLV game, two of New Mexico's traditional rivals. Who's going to be louder? Which fan base is going to be louder? I mean, I don't know.
I honestly have no clue.
Yeah.
But this game... And we'll have some breaking news for you in a little bit. I'm still editing those posts, so while they are breaking, they're not quite for breaking. Hey, fellow editor, you could be helping me out with this right now. but let's talk about this game. Did you watch this game at all?
No, I was in class. I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, so this game, while I was at work, I managed to catch both of the games this morning. But this game was just... It was very... defining of what New Mexico's season has been.
Really? Okay.
They were shooting. They were shooting very well from within the 3-point line. 41.7%, so 20 for 48. 8 for 25 for 3 points. But their free throws, check this out. Free throws, they were 13 of 22.
Jeez.
Obiajet, fairly ineffective. Tim Jacobs, fairly ineffective. Hugh Greenwood was doing his thing. 39 minutes, 16 points, 6 rebounds. And Sam Logwood was contributing 14 points, 7 rebounds. But really, I mean, just they just looked like they weren't together. And Air Force, to credit
right,
Air
and remember, Force, no Deshaun Delaney.
Yeah, no Deshaun Delaney. But to credit Air Force, though, Zach Coker. Coaster? Coker? How do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Coker. Zach Coker.
Coker. Yeah.
20 points. 20 points on the game. He was Air Force's offensive powerhouse. And right behind him was
really?
Trevor Leon. Huh?
Well, also look at those turnover numbers. Air Force, only 11 turnovers, and they stole the ball 9 times, whereas New Mexico... go. I wonder what the points off turnover spread was.
I'm sure it's a stat we could look up, except I'm not sure where to look it up right now. But I could tell you from watching this game, most of those steals were coming within the last 5 minutes of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So with about 10 minutes left, New Mexico actually had the lead. It was a close lead. I mean, they only got up by 4 by max. But Air Force just kept – prevailing, kept getting closer, going closer until the tie, and then the lead, and just once they had the lead, they didn't look back. So it was very close. Honestly, I couldn't say too much more about this game just because of the fact that I was at work while watching this, so I had to, you know, kind of keep an eye on both things.
Had to multitask.
Yeah. You know the boss button for the CBS March Madness thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've created my own boss button.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, nothing more to say. Air Force moves on, gets to face Boise State tomorrow. New Mexico, disappointing season, 15-16, 7-11 in the Mountain West.
Yep, incredibly disappointing. And I don't even know if having much of a difference. I'm sure they would have probably had a winning record, but it still wouldn't have been the season that I think the Lobos fans were hoping for. This team just didn't have any really strong piece besides Hugh Greenwood, and even he wasn't on every night.
So, I mean, what do they have to have Colin Neal back for next year to be successful, or what has to get?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. Well, because Hugh Greenwood's gone, which is just a travesty for all Lobos fans. Deshaun Delaney's gone, so those are two of your biggest players. Yeah, Colin Neal, of course, is going to need to be back. They bring back a couple of the JC transfers that they had this year. And with Colin Neal, it looks like they'll be fine, but I also can't say with any confidence that they'll be in the top three. I mean, this team just, it kind of doesn't have an identity. At least it didn't this year. It didn't have an identity. You really didn't know what to expect from the team night in, night out. Sometimes they would play great defense. Sometimes they wouldn't play defense. So maybe Colin Neal can be that stabilizing person for them next year, like I'm sure Lobos fans hope, but I can't say anything with confidence.
Nice. So we move on to the next game real quickly here. Rivalry game on Nevada, on UNLV's home court, and, well, quote-unquote home court, because obviously Thompson Hack is a neutral site during the Mountain West.
Yeah, totally, isn't it?
Totally. UNLV 21-point destruction over Nevada.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm pretty sure you didn't watch this game either.
Class, yeah.
But name this game. It was Christian Wood all night, 28 points.
Ooh.
28 points, 7 rebounds. I mean, this was the Christian Wood UNLV fans have been looking for all year long. And they finally got him at the right time.
Jeez.
But
look at AJ West. My goodness, he only scored 9 points, but he had 18 boards, 12 offensive boards.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing about that, 18-11, 18 offensive boards for AJ West, it was, I'm pretty sure, like, 5 of those boards came on missed tip-ins, and he kept getting the ball back to himself every time he tried to tip it in. Because, look, he shot 3 of 11. He shot 3 of 11. I mean, that's a little over 25%. Yeah. So it was like, tip and miss, tip and miss, tip and miss, tip and miss. And just like, what do you have to do? Yeah. 4 blocks, though, I mean. That was
the
one
thing.
Yeah, it
seemed like nothing was falling for Nevada.
No, absolutely not. And Eric Cooper Jr., 10 points. Tyron Criswell, guard, 11 rebounds. When's the last time you heard a guard having 11 rebounds?
Maybe Jamal Franklin, but I don't even know if he got up there.
Yeah, so not a lot. But the big news, yeah. And like I said, I'm editing right now, and I'm not sure if you're in the editorial. After this game, Coach Carter for Nevada is out of a job.
No.
Yes.
Fired or resigning?
Fired.
Oh,
5 seasons, fired.
Off to Twitter I go to see who broke it. Was it the Reno Gazette?
I believe it was. But probably Chris Murray, you know. He would have had to. But you know what? This season for Nevada has been bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 2 suspensions right before the Boise State game, you know, it probably raised questions about the state of the program. And remember before, you know, and I'm not sure how much you knew about Nevada basketball before they joined the Mountain West.
Not much.
Okay, they were a very formidable, you know, team. They were, for the good early part of the 2000s, the Wolfpack basketball was a force to be reckoned with in the WAC. You had, you had Nick Vesikas, Luke Babbitt, JaVale McGee. I mean, these guys were tearing up, you know, the early 2000s, or sorry, late 2000s. Yeah, I would say between 2008 to 2012. And really, I mean, a really great team who really terrified most of the WAC. But as soon as they've started the Mountain West, I mean, they really haven't done much.
Nothing at all.
So, David Carter out. What does this say for Nevada? What does this say for the basketball program going next year?
It says it's in shambles. I mean, unless they can get a really, really good hire. But if you're a coach looking for a team to go to, I'm not sure if you're really looking towards Reno with fond eyes, considering how poor the team has been the last few years. So I would think if you're a Reno fan and you're looking at this, I think you lose hope in your basketball program. I mean, it's in total shambles. They're throwing out the coach. They're completely not putting any confidence in what he's done for the past 5 years. So you're kind of having to start over anew. Now, that could be a good thing in the long run. I mean, that's what Fisher did with San Diego State, but in the first few years, Fisher was a you would have called Fisher a terrible coach because the team was awful, but it's turned out well. So this could turn out well for Nevada, but, I mean, right now it's just in shambles.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, the only people who would go to Nevada right now, it is a Mountain West job. It is probably a desirable Mountain West job, even though the pay isn't that good. If I was Nevada, I would be looking at some of the Big West coaches. West Coast style offenses, teams that they're familiar with, coaching styles that they're familiar with, I'd be looking higher there. So now we go into...
They could also look at...
What?
Well, I was just going to say they could also look at Coach Justin Hudson, the San Diego State guy who's pretty much in charge of that defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
There have been suitors for him in the past, and so I feel like Nevada would go after him.
Would he go for possibly a lower payment than what he's making right now?
If it's a head coaching gig, I mean, a head coaching gig is a head coaching gig. I don't know.
So let's start with the real fun. Real fun starts tomorrow. First game, Boise State Air Force.
This might get ugly, my friend. This might be an ugly game.
Listen to me giggle maniacally. So I won't be at this game. Will you be at this game?
No, we're leaving at 6 in the morning, so we might be able to be there for Utah State, Wyoming, but definitely not the morning game.
So none of us are going to be at the, none of us are going to be at the early morning game or early morning at the 12 noon game. And this is a team. They have not played well against Boise State. First game, January 24th, Boise State was just start getting hot. Lost 77-68, 11-point loss, which isn't bad, but that was at home. And then they traveled to Boise and lose by 25. Now you're facing a ranked Boise.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing Air Force can do. Coker can just go... Balls to the wall is incredible. He can get 20 and 20. The rest of the lineup can step up as much as they can. But, I mean, Air Force is running into not only a great team, Boise State is a great team. They are so hot. They have all the momentum in the world. If there was like 100% of momentum in the Mountain West, Boise State would have about 90 of it. This is going to be a steamrolling. So I feel bad for Academy fans and attendance. But, I mean, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because you're a San Diego State fan, so obviously you're horribly biased for the Aztecs, and obviously think they're better. Anyway, What is the key to stopping this Boise State team anyway? Is it just telling them not to make threes, like getting in their face?
No, it's James Webb. James Webb is who you need to worry about the most. I mean, Derek Marks is going to make baskets pretty much no matter what. Of course, you stay close to him on the perimeter so he doesn't get a lot of space and get hot. But James Webb is your guys' X factor. I mean, he's been the savior of the season, a lot of recognition in the end. But Boise State, at least in the past few years, has never had like a pure athlete who is just so athletic on the glass, can shoot threes, can go up and do Sports Center top 10 dunks. It's kind of been a few shooters, really good shooters, and then a big guy to man the post. James Webb is something that they haven't had before, and he's something that I don't think teams have prepared very well for, in the sense that they're focusing all on Derek Marks and then letting this sophomore fly through the air, get, you know, 5-6 offensive rebounds a game, and usually score in double digits. So I think James Webb is your huge, huge source of success. So if Air Force has any shot, which they don't, they would scheme for James Webb and let Derek Marks be Derek Marks, because he's always going to be Derek Marks.
Yeah, and I know you have time restrictions, so we'll just move on to the next game. Wyoming Utah State at 2:30. Okay. So presumably you'll be there for this game, hopefully in time.
Yeah, and that's a very fun one, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. Utah State coming in, disappointing last game loss. Wyoming, hot. Well, not really hot, but they lost to New Mexico. So both teams going not with their best foot forward. Who wins?
Oh, you know, I gotta say Wyoming, just because they have all their pieces back. I mean, in the last few games, it's been obvious that, yes, they have their pieces back, but they're not really working together yet. But when you look at the lineup of Wyoming versus the lineup of Utah State, Jalen Moore and Collette are fantastically wonderful. Stu Morrill has got his guys going in his final season. But I think the talent level on Wyoming and the Larry Nance Jr. level on Wyoming will be too much for Utah State. But I think this will be an awesome game. I mean, ESPN has the spread at 1.5 points in favor of Wyoming. Yeah, I think it could be a 1-2-point game. So try to watch this. It's on CBS Sports at 2:30. I think this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this one's going to come down to the last. I would say whoever has the ball last, that's who's going to win.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm with you. I think Wyoming wins this one. So next game, San Diego State and the winner of UNLV. UNLV has home court advantage. You will definitely be at this game.
Yes.
I will be at this game right after class.
Nice.
Does UNLV upset San Diego State? Does it make your trip all for naught?
I don't think so, and I'm sure that's partially me being a San Diego State person, but it's also just looking at it from a pure X's and O's basketball perspective. UNLV had its chance to beat San Diego State in the regular season. Their game plan was perfect. San Diego was having an average game, not one of their better games, but they were able to pull it out in the end. I don't think San Diego State will play the way they did last time they were at the Thomas and Mack tomorrow night, and I don't know if UNLV can have a perfect night like it did that night. Patrick McCaw is back, but he's not completely fully back from that concussion-like symptoms. UNLV is looking good. Christian Wood looks fantastic, but Christian Wood doesn't look like the same Christian Wood when he goes against J.J. O'Brien. So I think that San Diego State will have the edge tomorrow. I don't think it'll be as close as the last game of the year when it was 60-58. I still think it'll be good because you'll have New Mexico fans probably rooting against the Aztecs, and then the UNLV home court, I mean neutral court, rooting for the Rebels. So I think it'll be a fun one, but I think the Aztecs will pull it out. What about you?
No Viejas East in this game, at least not until the championship game. So I think the moral of the story is stop Christian Wood. San Diego State should cruise to about 8-10 points. So that's initially my thought. The only way that UNLV does win this game is if Christian Wood does get hot.
Yeah.
And really, that's their only key to the game. Mikal last time left the floor early due to injury. He hasn't really been the same since. So yeah, he has to be able to do something, but it's got to be all Christian Wood.
Finally, so you were just one quick thing. I think when you were saying it's no Viejas season until the championship game, just looking like according to seeding, it would be Boise State versus San Diego State. I think your Broncos would get everybody else who aren't SDSU fans. So I feel like it would be a Boise State arena if they play on Saturday night.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to see, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not as convinced as you are, because I've been to a Boise State UNLV game at the Thomas Mac. There was not much of a home advantage. Colorado State, Fresno State, final game of the evening. Is there an upset that happens here? Does Marvell Harris and Cesar Guerrero, do they get hot all of a sudden and force Colorado State their hand, or is this just going to be a 1-2-3-4 matchup in the semifinals?
Fresno State had a very good season that you have to give them credit for. Conference game. They were games that they really hypothetically technically upset someone. It was at home, and then they beat the teams they were supposed to, the teams below them. Whenever they traveled to a difficult place to play, like a Colorado State, like a San Diego State, or like a Boise State, they got beat pretty handily. So I think that Colorado State is too much for Fresno State to handle. So Colorado State.
I didn't hear the rest of that, but I assume you said Colorado State rolling. Hello? I have no clue if I'm recording right now, so I just have a good call. So this is the most embarrassing thing ever. Normally, it's not me who has the signal issues, and it continues not to be me with the signal issues. So Colorado State should cruise to easy win over Fresno State. I'm going to go 80-60 in this one. I see the live button and it's still live and it's not coming in. Panic. So looks like between what Matt and I are saying right now, it's going to be Boise State, Wyoming, San Diego State, Colorado State for the semifinals. Presumably, since I still think I'm recording, I guess I'm going to go Homer here, go Boise State, offensively, Colorado State, man, they are a scary team. They're definitely people to watch out for. But the question is, wow, who does San Diego State beat Colorado State? They lost. San Diego State beat Colorado State. That was back on the Valentine's Day. But am I still here? Am I still in the call? God.